adding lettuce, tomato, or
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
She was young, she was beautiful, she was alive, now she's a vegetable.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage. With audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real life historical events, like people landing on the moon, as we've done the last two, two previous weeks. But tonight we've got a different kind of genre jumping sound collage for you. Yes, it's a Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time with a summertime theme of vegetables. This being a Plastic Sushi sound collage, as opposed to a Tears of the God sound collage, we always start off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, funk, punk, metal, electronic, rock, country, disco, as many different genres as we possibly can that match the theme. So, our first song of the evening was from the Japanese female trio of Shonen Knife and Brown Mushrooms from Rock Animals. And that song had a pretty cool riff that I think is basically the same as Judas Priest's Living After Midnight. And that album, Rock Animals, was actually produced along with Thurston Moore. A very hard sound, full sound from them on that album, yes. So, before we go any further, I just wanted to say that the views and opinions expressed on this production are not necessarily those of WMFO, the Tufts trustees who are ultimately in charge of this station, the WMFO exec board, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Because a sound collage is all about mixing things up and being a little crazy. And tonight, a couple of my audio clips from who knows where, well, they concern the tragic case of Terry Schiavo, who was a Florida woman. And in 1990, she collapsed. And she entered a brain-dead, persistent vegetative state. And her husband wanted to take her off the machines and let nature take its course and for Terry to die. But her parents felt differently, and there were a bunch of legal challenges, and government officials got involved, and they prevented that until 2005. So there's a lot of that, as well as other clips from who knows where in tonight's sound collage. And we're definitely not trying to make light of situations like that. Well, at least not too much, but that's what's going on. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing a couple of songs that I'm sending out to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez, who runs the Desperate Hours on Thursdays from 6 to 8. I was listening to him this morning when I was at the gym doing my workout, and quite a fine show. I learned a lot from him early in my DJ career here, because we segued, and he turned me on to a lot of cool music, and I picked up a bunch of good DJ techniques from him. Like having some ambiance behind me. Yes, this is The Tempests and Lemon Lime. Definitely a Coffee and Smoke's Alex kind of song. So, yeah, we're going to be hearing some songs like that. In particular, One Potato from Elite will be the second song in this next set. And we're also going to be hearing some electric guitar virtuosity from Joe Satriani, the mystical potato head groove things. And some Beatles, the Jerky Boys. But we're going to start this off with another Japanese band, the Japanese duo of Chiba Matto. And this is Artichoke, as we explore a theme of vegetables and the plastic sushi, strawberries and thyme sound collage. WMFO.
Wow. you got the fool on the hill. I tell you, man, he's living there still. Well, here's another place you can be. Listen to me.
Hello, Sam.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Who is this?
It's Tony, a friend of Tony Simons.
Yeah.
He's telling me to call you. The tomatoes are no good. They went bad.
Simons?
Yes. This son of a bitch is telling me to buy a booster to call on the c***s. I don't need this. All the greatest catalabas.
Who is this?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Nico.
Who?
Nico, from Nico's Deli. I'm a good friend of Tony Simons. He told me to call you right away. Sam?
Yeah?
What are you doing? The tomatoes, they're dried up, they don't look no good.
Which tomatoes?
Oh, I can't tell about all of us. The tomatoes are about 7 by 7.5. It's Tony, Simons.
Yeah, bring it back here.
Well, so what is it with this Tony? What does he do? This is, hello, boys, don't play there, you're breaking the windows. Go play down there, black. Oh, that f***. Sam?
Who's this?
Sam, it's Nikos. What are you doing? You're selling me the tomatoes. They look at like that. The dried up the p***. So don't friend the Sonny's. Sonny Samos. So like leave this cat out of us outside of one of us. He's trying to sell me a corn and a c***. I don't know how to do this. A corn and a c***.
garlic plants start drying out and falling over, don't water them. That's a sign that the garlic's ready to harvest.
She was young, she was beautiful, she was alive, now she's a vegetable.
For more than a decade, Terry Schiavo has been on an artificial feeding tube following complications during treatment after a fall down a flight of stairs.
The legislative branch, the executive branch, ought to err on the side of life.
Today has been one of the deadliest days for the United States in Iraq. Iraqi civilian deaths from the U.S.-led invasion and occupation will no longer be counted, according to the Associated Press. Professionals involved in the case, she is in a persistent vegetative state.
Thank you. with an important message about cancer prevention and treatment. While research continues for better ways to detect and treat cancer, there's one very important step I would ask you to consider right now, and that is to take a good look at your diet. New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods can reduce the risk of certain cancers, and they may even help with survival. And there's more good news. A plant-based diet isn't just good for beating cancer. It can help protect against diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. For a free brochure and plenty of delicious recipes, please visit us on the web at www.cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. This message is brought to you by the Cancer Project, a non-profit organization advancing cancer prevention and survival through nutrition, education, and research.
Tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, and sometimes even educational radio. Our theme this evening is vegetables. We started off with the Japanese duo, female duo of Chiba Mato and Artichoke, and then something going out to Coffee Who Smokes Alex, and actually coming from him as well way back. That was Elite with One Potato from the Fort Worth Teen Scene, Volume 1. And then we heard from the Beatles, something from the White Album, Glass Onion. And then the Jerky Boys and Tom Nicosi, a piece called Bad Tomatoes. And with the Jerky Boys, what they were doing is they would call people up and kind of pull gags on them and get some humor. And that's what was going on. And thanks to a new listener, Johnny, who was calling in. He liked that piece. And we were trying to figure out what language they were talking in there. And also, Johnny had suggested a song by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, which would match our vegetable theme with you call it tomato and I call it tomato and potato and potato. Unfortunately, going through our record library here. Ha! No, it's our computer music library, because everything's ripped here in ultra high quality format as well. But yes, we don't seem to have that on our computer. But you know, while we're talking about computers, I want to give a big shout out and thanks to Nick Andre and to Bob Donovan. Nick Andre used to be one of our ops directors extraordinaire, and he now works for Google out in Seattle, Washington. But he pays attention to our technical problems. And this morning, we had a big technical problem with our transmitter going off the air. And he jumped on that. And then Bob Donovan, a technical community member, also was noticing that. And, well, basically they figured out what was going on. There's still issues here. But this is, you know, WMFO is an all-volunteer organization. And nobody gets paid here. And during the summertime, especially, it matters to people, very few people who kind of know what's going on. And when something goes wrong, stepping up and helping out. Otherwise, we'd be off the air. And, but I've been a member of several volunteer organizations. In fact, I'm a co-founder and current board member of the West Somerville Neighborhood Association. And and at a Harvard Law School talk a while ago, they were talking about volunteer organizations. And I realized that for me, there's no volunteer organization that I'm closer to that has been around and operated so successfully with just volunteers, like WMFO from, 1970 there. And just, it's amazing how things keep working, even though we're running on a relative shoestring here. And so thanks again, Nick Andre and Bob Donovan. Well, I think it's time for a public service message. And this was actually one that Alex Piandez read this morning on my on the podcast I was listening to. And one of the ways I volunteer, help WMFO out, is I'm the public service director. So he mentioned something about this public service announcement that was a little out of date then, so I've corrected it. And I hand-decorated it, too. Coloring in the fruits and the vegetables. So throughout the summer, that's now, and the early autumn, like going up through October 17th, there are a number of farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. In Medford, the Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford. And then in Somerville, there's two farmers markets. There's one on Wednesdays from noon to 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. Yes, right in Davis Square. And then on Saturdays, tomorrow, Union Square hosts its farmers markets from 9 until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Yep, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturdays in Union Square Plaza. And Cambridge and Arlington and Boston and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for farmers markets in your area. This has been a public service message from all us fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. And backing me up right now is the Armenian duduk player. It's a kind of wind instrument. Jivan Gasparian. And while my music is all vegetable-themed, my bed music, my ambiance is all fruit-themed this evening. So, yes, this is The Apricot Tree by Jivan Gasparian. So, in the next set, we're going to be hearing some funk with George Clinton. And we're also going to be hearing a very soulful piece of music by the Penguin Cafe Orchestra, Salty Bean Fumble. Some succotash with Roy Milton and his orchestra. A very cool Ramones cover by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And also Well, they were German, but also the lead singer was Japanese. But the 70s electronic experimental band Can is coming up as the second song in this set. But, you know, we're going to start off with some jazz music. Yes, jazz music about vegetables. Here's Bud Cowell, Collard Greens and Black Eyed Peas.
Monday cruising down to Nassau by the sea, and they all got drunk off gin on Bacardi. They will dance and sing all night till the island heaves in sight. You could hear those natives singing merrily.
You know what? I don't usually do this, but that's not exactly the way that I wanted this to start off. I got a little confused. That wasn't Bud Powell. But right now, actually, right now, yes. This is Bud Powell and the rest of that set.
Broccoli. And yet, in a certain sense, I am broccoli.
included, were reluctant to have the federal government get involved, but we really saw no alternative. Of course, we had to act quickly because time was of the essence here.
Plastic.
こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。
Thank you. for you now.
Thank you.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, our theme is vegetables. And we started that last set off with the amazing Bud Powell and some jazz, collard greens and black-eyed peas. And then we heard from the 1970s era electronic experimental band Can, a song called Mushroom. Although I think that it's not so much about mushrooms that you'd cook up